From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Juneau Assembly has accepted the first wave of donations from about 500 separate donors toward rebuilding Project Playground at Twin Lakes. The Juneau Community Foundation presented an oversized novelty check Monday for $235,000. The original playground was completed in 2007 by a volunteer effort. It was destroyed almost a year ago in a fire authorities say was intentionally set by a pair of middle schoolers. Plans for the ambitious replacement include a pair of 30-foot zip lines. Contractors are expected to break ground as early as June. Mike Goldstein, a member of the playground steering committee, said there will be 4 days in August when volunteers are encouraged to pitch in.
It's during those days we're going to have long hour shifts, you know, starting probably at 7 in the morning, 7 to 11 and noon to 4 and 5 to 9. So three sets of shifts in a day. And we're going to be looking for folks to sign up, and we'll put out the available sign-up sheets for everybody to get involved in the way that they can.
Project Playground is also selling personalized fence pickets to raise the remaining $80,000 projected to complete the project. John Pugh heads the steering committee.
There are 1,800 pickets on the fence, and if you all remember the old playground, there were names in those pickets, and we've sold about 600 or 700 of those pickets, and we're trying hard to sell all 1,800.
The playground was insured, but the city has to meet a $100,000 deductible to replace the original structure. Including corporate donations, the total raised has reportedly exceeded $350,000. A former White House communications director is now helping promote the Alaska Gas Line project. Mike Dubke, through his company BlackRock Group, has a $15,000 a month contract to advise a state-owned Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation on its communication strategy. Dubke worked at the Trump White House for 3 months in 2017. He previously worked on the election campaigns of both Alaska U.S. senators. AGDC Vice President of Communications Rosetta Alcantara says Dubke's firm gives the Gas Line Agency more of a presence in Washington, D.C. A man who violated his parole was ordered to finish serving the remainder of his nearly two-year sentence in Juneau Superior Court on Monday. Judge Luis Menendez said he hopes Lester Hunt III can close this chapter in his life and start new when he finishes. 28-year-old's original charge in 2010 was for burglary. Probation officer Dusty Dumont said that while Hunt was on probation, he tested positive for methamphetamine, then hid from police. Authorities say when they found Hunt at a Foster Avenue home, he was hiding behind a false partition in a closet. Dumont said that's not conducive with someone wanting to change for the better. Dumont said Hunt was a member of the 1488s, a white supremacist gang. Hunt has a prominent swastika tattoo just over his forehead. He had 64 write-ups while incarcerated and at least 9 petitions to revoke probation. And in Anchorage, it's the last day to submit ballots in their first ever vote-by-mail election. That's the latest from the KTO Newsroom in Juneau.